We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Tes Samad Aleph, and we are beginning 8 lines down in the middle of the Amud, Amar Rabba Baba Chana, Amar Rav Yechana. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rabba Baba Chana, Amar Rav Yechana, Mayelich Siv, what is Pshat in the Pasuk in Mishle? The Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem Tosif Shonim, someone who fears Hashem will have a lot of years, Ushnois Risham Tiksarena, and the years of the Risham, of the wicked people, will be shortened. What's this going on? So the Gemara darshins, Rav Yechanan darshins, that Yiras Hashem Taisif Yomim, someone who fears Hashem will have a lot of years, Zeh Mikdash Rishon. That's the Mikdash Rishon. She'omet Arba Meis V'Eseh Shonim, it stood 410 years. Lo Yishim Shubay Ela Yud Ches Kanam Gedolim. And all there was 18 Kanam Gedolim. The Goyin's Gear says 12 Kanam Gedolim. So that means most of the Kanam Gedolim lived a bunch of years, and they served a bunch of years, because in 420 years, only 18 Kanam Gedolim, or only 12, according to the Gra's Girsa. But what's the reason? Because they feared Hashem, they were tzaddikim. But Vishnois Risham Tiksarena Zeh Mikdasheni. The pasuk that says that the wicked people, their lives will be shortened, that's going to make the sheni. Shama Dalameis Esmashana was 420 years long. That's how long the second Messenger stood. There was more than 300 Kahanim who served those 420 years. And if you break it down even more, the famous Shimon HaTzadik was paying off for 40 years. 80 years of Yechon and Kohen Gadol, next of 120, we're down to 300 years already. Eses Shishimei Shishmael Ben Pavi, which leaves you with now 290 years. Va'amri Lo Yud Aleph, and maybe even count the 11 years. Shishimei Shavlesa Ben Charsim, which already knocks it down to 279 years. And in those 279 years was 296 different kind of gedolim. Most, that means that all those, they didn't live 1 year. They didn't make it through the year. So look at, they didn't live through the year of the kind of gedolim. What was the reason? Because they didn't do the will of Hashem, and therefore their lives were cut short. Usually it happened in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because they went in without the proper avodah. They lit the Kodesh before they went in, and therefore they had an einish and they died, and therefore they did not live through the year. That's the kind of gedolim, the word in the second place of Mikdash. So they figured out each one. They didn't even fill out the year. And right here, the Bach puts it in the girsa of another piece of a Gemara, right here. And the Gemara goes like this. Om Rav Yechanan ben Tairasa, v'chol kach lama, what's pshat, such a thing that the Khan died of a year? The fisha yedloi chemoi semedavim. They used to buy it for money. This is, I'm reading the Bach's girsa. The Bach's Gersa, they used to buy this position of Kohuna Gedolah with money. Marsa gave money to Yanei Malka, Tarkovidin, a big amount of money, Ad Ukmil Shuv Ben Gamla, which was her husband, as the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Rabbi, the Kohen Gadol. So you see that they paid for the job. They didn't get the position out of merit, they paid for the job, and therefore, a lot of times they were Rishayim. And they didn't live out the year. The Kuna Gedolah was a very good position. You had a lot of political power, and people used to pay for it. And they didn't live through the year, and they were Urishon. Why was Mishkan Shiloi Chorav? Now, Mishkan Shiloi, from when they went out of Mitzrayim until Shloim HaMelech built the Mikdash was 480 years. 480 years, like the Pasuk says in Malachim, 480 years. 369 of those years, they had the Mishkan and Shiloh. That means the bulk of that time was the Mishkan and Shiloh. That means the first was the Mishkan and the Midbar, which was 39 years. Then they had in Gilgal, the first 14 years they gave in there to Israel, there was 14 years in Gilgal. And then there was 369 years in Shiloh. And afterwards, Noi V'Givoy and other places, but it was the main bulk of the years of the Mishkan was almost as long as the Beis HaMikdash, 369 years. So why was Mishkan Shiloi Charav? What was the reason? Because there were two things, two averis that they had in those days that caused the Mishkan Shiloi to be Charav. Gila Arayis and Bzayim Kadoshim. Gila Arayis, how do you know they had Gila Arayis? The Chsiv, which means that Znus. We do you see in the Pesukim that had Znus? The Chsiv, it says, at the end of Eli HaKoyin's life, that's when Shiloi was Charav. So it says in the Pasuk, the Eli Zokein Ma'oi, Eli was very old. V'shama is kol asher yasum banav l'chol Yisrael. He heard what his children were doing to Klal Yisrael. V'is asher yishkavun es hanoshim, yishkavun es hanoshim atzoy v'is Pesach HaMoed. And how they were mezano with the noshim who came to the Pesach HaMoed. So you see, there was Gila Reis. And even though we know the Amar Rav Shmuel Barach Ben Rav Yechonon Kol Imer Bnei Eli Chatu Ein El Taya, even though we know that Rav Shmuel Barach Meni says in Masechta Shabbos, famous Gemara there, that whoever says that Bnei Eli were Chatu, that they were Mezana, that's a Taya. They were bigger tzaddikim than that. They weren't Mezana. But what happened? Metoyich Shishol as Kineyem. Since they waited and didn't bring their birds, what was the story? That every year led us has to bring a carbon. So they used to come, and why bring a carbon? They're really mutter to the husband already, because they're already tahar, but in order to come into the Beis Mikdash, who eat kachim, they have to bring, the mechusa kapurim, they have to bring a carbon. Two birds, they have to bring a carbon. So they used to come to the Mishkan, Shiloh, to bring the carbon. And Eli HaKoyin's children, Chofni and Pinchas, they said, there's no time for this right now. And they pushed it off. And meanwhile, they didn't go back home to their husbands until they brought the birds. So the ma'aser, they stayed away from the husbands, extra time. So then it's ma'ala lo v'kosov. So the ma'ala lo lehem akosov ki'ilu shachvam. It's ki'ilu they were mezano with them because they caused them to be separated from the husband. Now you have to speak out. Why don't they just go home and just find out when they're makar the kinei? Why do they have to wait around? Why do they go back to the husband? So the Meiri says that they were nohog. And they didn't go back to their husband until they were tar from this mechusa kapurim. As they said, they were dog chumra atzman. Or Rashi in other places in Shabbos is mashma a little bit different, that they wanted to make sure it's done, so they waited here and they didn't go back home. Al kaponim, because they did not bring their kabonis in a quick way for the women who had babies, it's ki'ilu shachvan. So there you see Gila arise. What was the second avera? Bezayin kachim. What's bezayin kachim? Bezayin kachim, the chsiv, it also says in the same part of the parasha there, the beginning of Shmuel, it says about the children of Eli. It says, gam b'terem yikduru nesachelev, even before they, every carbon we know, there's a murim, and there's a zrika, and there's the basa that they eat. You're not allowed to eat the basa until you do the zrika, and until you do the haktara of the murim. So it says in the pasuk, "Gam b'terem yakdirim eschelav." Before they makter the chelav, which is the murim, uban nara koyin, va'amal leish hazevach. The koyin came to the person who was shechta. Says, "No boss, let's say the koyin give the basar to the koyin to roast. He wants the meat now. La yikach mcha basar v'shukimcha. He wants raw meat. Va'yemelei va'ish." And the ish says to him, "No, kati yakdirinu. You first did makter." First, then take. I want it right now. Now I'll take it forcefully. But he, it says in the pasuk, "Chatas hanaurim gedoyl la'moid." This chet was a big chet. It's pnei Hashem ki niatzu anoshim esminchas Hashem, because the people they were mevaza, they embarrassed. They belittled the Minchas Hashem by saying, give me the food without bringing the Haktaras Emurim. And that was the Bezoyin Kadoshim, that's Bezoyin to demand the meat before the Haktara on the Mizbeach. It might even be an Isser to eat it. Akaponim, that was the two Averis that caused Shilat to be Charev. Because Eli HaKoyin's children, first of all, it says the pasuk ki'ilu shachum is ki'ilu they mezana with the women. And number two is the Bezoyin Kachim that they ate. They demanded the kachim before the haktara of the emurim.